This is Living the RV Dream, episode 254 for Friday, September 9th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, coolie builders. Hello, everybody, and welcome today, coming to you from the Oregon coast. And actually, today's the day that we're going to switch it up. Let me tell you where we've been. And where we've been has been up to today, kind of dictated by three things that I had to do. For you know, I have this ongoing thing going on with Sun Outdoors, in which once every couple months or every month I stay at one of their resorts and show it to you guys. In fact, this Sunday, that's gonna be the video. I'm interrupting our Lewis and Clark journey, first of all, because to be honest, I needed a shorter, easier video to edit, because I was falling behind, and I couldn't really, you know, film everything that I wanted to film. So I decided to call it. And this Sunday is going to be actually, but do watch it, because it is probably the nicest RV resort. In fact, it's more like a resort, and the RV is part of it. Probably one of the nicest, most luxurious ones that I've seen. And yes, it is expensive, but it was relatively reasonably priced. I mean, I didn't pay for it, of course, but if I looked at the website, and I got the premium lakefront site, and it was less than $100. And you know, it's if you compare it to other places we've been, where it's been even more than that, it was nice. So do check it out. It's Sun Outdoors Rocky Mountains, formerly a River Run RV resort, and it's right, you know, it's 20 minutes away from Rocky Mountain National Park, which I'm sure if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen the pictures. So that's gonna be this Sunday's video. And today, actually, I'm staying at another Sun Outdoors here on the Oregon coast, and you're gonna see that video probably in about 2 months. And this is where we pivot, and we make we're gonna go back east, actually, from this point on, and retake the Lewis and Clark expedition where we left off a couple months ago. And of course, when you watch the series, it's going to be nearly seamless, because everything that has happened in between, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to like kind of break the timeline, and we're just going to do Lewis and Clark following the route. And then we'll break the chronology, and we're going to have, there's going to be a great video about South Dakota, the Black Hills. And I want to make it like a movie, because we did so much. It's such a beautiful area of the country that it kind of deserves to be all put together. The whole area of the Black Hills, you know, Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse, Custer State Park. And there's a couple of things that we missed, like what's it called, the caverns there. But we went to also the Badlands National Park. All that I want to put together in one long video. And then there's going to be like three long-ish videos of this route. I mean, about 2 weeks ago I drove across Utah. And I think I showed you a little bit in one of the live streams about you know, the Schaefer Trail. You know, that was like breaking in the new Silverado, you know, Starship, as I call it. But before I continue rambling on here, let me tell you what we've been up to for the past week here, as we pretty much been hugging the Pacific coast. So actually, let me look at my the way I find out about all this is I'm using my Google Maps, you know, what's the one that the timeline, you know, when they keep track of where you've been, because sometimes I forget. And when we did, you know, we were in Paso Robles, that Sun Outdoors. That was the second of the three Sun Outdoors that I've been doing on this trip. And of course, we took the Pacific coast, And of course, we passed by Saint Simeon, and we saw that we didn't go into the Hearst Castle, but we saw it from afar. I do know I have that big zoom on my camera, so I zoomed in, and you can see it pretty well. We went by that as a beach, which, by the way, I noticed that in California, all these vista points are not as RV friendly as I remember as I expected. The last time I was on this part of the coast, on the southern part of the Pacific Coast Highway, I did it with the, remember, that was back in the day when I didn't have an RV. We rented the California Cruiser, and that's one of the videos, actually one of the early videos of the channel that really took off. I had the long hair, but in any case, I found that, you know, a lot of these parking lots are not very RV friendly, especially if you have. And I mean, the whole theme of our California coast travel was like, we're too large. And those of you who are towing fifth wheels are going to laugh at me. But the California coast is made to be enjoyed with a camper van. Even if I wanted to go, for example, to Julia Pfeiffer Burns State Park, from where you can do the trail to see Makway Falls, which is one of the things that we missed on that early trip back in 2012, I want to say that was. And but the whole California coast, I mean, that was such a beautiful trip. And and we did finally see, actually, because the last time we did this coast, everybody scolded me for not visiting Santa Cruz. But this time we did. This time we did. We did not visit Monterey or Carmel by the Sea, since we had seen it earlier. But we visited Monterey. And of course, we did the Big Sur coast. And I did stop on the side of the road. And actually, they had it blocked off, but I walked to the pullout from where you can see Makway Falls. So you don't have to do the trail. You know, if you are with a larger vehicle, you just park on the side of the road and you see Makway Falls and Makway Rocks. And in fact, the actual Makway Rocks pullout is not very RV friendly. But then, of course, Bixby Creek Bridge after Big Sur. And then we stayed at Monterey. Monterey, beautiful, is famous for the boardwalk. Unfortunately, it was like a Tuesday, so the boardwalk wasn't very active. But we went to the wharf, which is basically this pier that you can drive on. You park there. They charge you for it. It wasn't outrageously expensive by any means. So we did that. And we ate at a restaurant there. We had some clam chowder and some fish. It was good. It wasn't great, and it's one of those places where the service wasn't excellent. By the way, the service, these people don't know their hospitality in California and Oregon. Something I wasn't expecting. You know, I expect it's been great. It's been very professional and very good, especially at breweries. Everybody seems happy, and that's a great thing. But wait, this restaurant, it was good. Beautiful setting, because from there you see, we almost saw the sunset. And we drove, and this is actually something that people encourage you to walk from there, from the wharf, on this road. It's called West Cliff Drive. And it's this beautiful drive. I mean, walking it would have been better, because it's all these cliffs going into the ocean, and these beautiful mansions. You know, I mean, not mansions, but very, you know, you can tell they're very expensive houses, and overlooking the Pacific Ocean. That was a great drive. Our time there was very limited. We could only stay one night, so we only had that after like 3 hours in the afternoon. Kind of same what we're gonna have today at our destination. So I'm recording this early so we can take off in about half an hour. So we did Santa Cruz, and then from there we just drove north. And I wanted to do some research, because I know there are some places where you can boondock along the side of the road there. And apparently some people have found out, and we saw many, you know, streets, like random streets with a bunch of dilapidated RVs on the side of the road that you can tell that those people are living there, that they're not moving those RVs. But leave it up to me to try to boondock in one of those places, and I'm going to get that knock on the door at 2 a.m. But I did corroborate about one boondocking spot that Nomadic Fanatic shared many years ago. And it is one of those spots, and it's still sketchy, but it's one of those few pullouts that don't have a no overnight camping sign. So that was good. And we drove through San Francisco, of course, because I wanted to drive across the Golden Gate Bridge, which we did. That was very exciting. We stayed in Petaluma like we did, like I did back in 2019. And this is the thing. I had to do an oil change on Starship. So that kind of delayed the rest of the trip and rushed part of the rest of the trip a little bit. But we had to stay 2 nights in Petaluma. Of course, we went to Lagunitas. Lagunitas is like one of the first IPAs that I ever drank. So I'm like, yeah, let's go to Lagunitas. It was good. It was good food, good. The ambience at the place wasn't full, and it's not as large as I remember it pre-COVID, but maybe they have closed off some parts. Yeah, I took the Chevrolet to the dealer there in Santa Rosa, and then we continued north. We weren't able to. I wanted to stop by Dillon Beach, which people had recommended a restaurant there, but this was Labor Day weekend, and everything was packed. So we just continued towards Bodega Bay. We weren't able to stop many places. We did stop at a couple of lookout points, and it's a beautiful area. And that area after Bodega Bay, there's a part there that's curvy. But it's a beautiful road, and I don't recall exactly everything we did. But we ended up, a friend of ours had told us that you could potentially boondock at Point Arenas lighthouse. And we went in. I mean, we could all, everything had signs of no overnight parking, and we asked, and they said no, but that we could overnight at Manchester State Park, just a few miles north, and that's what we did. It was a good night. You know, primitive. I believe it was like $30 to camp primitive, and we were a short distance from the ocean, but it was far enough that we didn't go for sunset, just because, you know, we didn't want to walk. It's like half a mile to walk back, and that would have been dark, in the dark. So and from there we continued north, and I had stayed a couple of years back at a casino. So we left really early from Manchester, and by noon we were at the Redwoods. We did the Avenue of the Giants and Humboldt. We went to the Founders Grove. We saw the Founders Tree, and you know, you have to be there. And this is an area, of course, that at some point I want to explore in more detail. But this time, you know, we had a hard date that we had to be here where we are right now. And we did drive by Ferndale, which is this Victorian town that people had told us about. And next, we are going to go back to Ferndale. Now we know it's there. We pretty much zoomed through Eureka. It stopped briefly. No, we didn't. Did we stop at the Humboldt Lagoons? We continued up the coast. Took so many pictures, and it's such a beautiful area. We actually stayed at a casino that is right before the Oregon border. It's called Lucky Seven. They have like 8 RV sites, but you know, late at night you can park pretty much anywhere. But yeah, we stayed at one of the RV sites. They don't really care. You don't really have to check in. We did have dinner at the casino. Early dinner. We had some good ribeyes, and then we went to see the sunset, which we almost didn't catch because this is what happened. There was the marine layer on the horizon, and the sun went behind those clouds a couple of minutes earlier than it was supposed to. But we did catch a glimpse, and it's a beautiful beach there. It's a beautiful sunset. If you ever stay there, do walk. It's like 2 blocks that you have to walk to the beach, and it's a beautiful sight. And then the Oregon coast, you know, and of course I had been here already, so I kind of knew all the, you know, the better places where to stop. And of course, we stopped in the town of Brookings. They have a Fred Meyer, which is this. I didn't have time to like make a proper purchase. I like supermarkets, by the way. That might be something you don't know about me, but I like going to the supermarket and actually buying things. And this Fred Meyer is like the paradise of supermarkets. They have so many things. It's huge. And we had seen one in Alaska back in 2010, and this is the second time I encountered Fred Meyer, and it's really good. We stopped at a couple of, you know, the Whale Rock and the Arch Rock and some of those iconic pullouts. And then we actually stopped by Port Orford. We corroborated that there is still a spot where you can camp for $20, right, you know, overlooking the ocean. We went by Cape Blanco, which is the westernmost point in the state of Oregon, and then we kind of just zoomed our way here where we are right now. We're near the town of Coos Bay. We're near Coos Bay, just south of Coos Bay, and there's the Cape Arago scenic byway that goes all the way to Cape Arago. I did a quick hike there. Actually, I saw sea lions, and actually I went down to the beach and there was a sea lion right there, you know. I could have walked basically to where the sea lion was. I kept my distance, you know. You're not supposed to bother the wildlife. And then in a nutshell, today we're going to Crater Lake. So I'm gonna wrap up the podcast here early because I want to leave early, see if we can arrive there early and see some of the lake today. And then maybe tomorrow morning do a little more. And of course, by the time you listen to this, I'm gonna be already departing from Crater Lake. I'm really looking forward to Crater Lake. I've heard so many things about Crater Lake National Park. And well, that's where we're going. And and then the live stream, I'm probably gonna do from somewhere between there and Boise. because 3 p.m. there's no way I'm gonna make it to Boise by 3 p.m. So 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. my time. I'm just gonna stop on the side of the road. So this live stream may not have an IPA because I'm gonna keep on driving after the live stream, and it may be a little shorter just because I'm gonna see if I can stop on the side of the road and you know, take a break, maybe have late lunch and do the live stream. That's it for now. I do believe we have a couple of voicemails, so I'm gonna play them back to you, and I'll talk to you next week.
I love watching your films on the Northwest. I'm from Oregon myself, but I go to Montana about every 2 years. When I watch yours, it's just nostalgic. All the places, the way you edit your film and everything. I really like it. Hope maybe someday I'll see you in the Northwest in your RV. But great movie.
Hey, thank you so much for your message. And we're in the Pacific Northwest. We're on the Oregon coast. And we're going to do something kind of weird. Now we're going to go inland, Crater Lake. We're going to go probably Lewis and Clark Caverns, kind of Three Forks, where we left off on the Lewis and Clark trip. I'm going to continue and then come back to the Oregon coast, you know, just the Astoria and that area. And if we have, my plan is to have enough time after Astoria to come back down the Oregon coast, coming south, more or less to where we are right now. So we do the entire Oregon coast, just not consecutively. And then I have to zoom back east for the open house in Indiana. We're gonna see all the new models. That this is an industry show, happens a week later after the Hershey RV show, and we're gonna reveal some new models there as well. But looking forward to coming back to the Pacific Northwest and being back here, you know, with all the. You know, the Douglas fir, all the vegetation, it's so green, so beautiful out here.
Hi, Robert. It's Dylan here from the Rare Culinary Pairing, and I have a few questions today. My first question is, at some point during the Alaska trip, when will the trip to Alaska begin? Would that begin maybe in early May? Yes, and my second question is, if you do visit California in the winter, are you planning to visit Los Angeles? Yes, and my final question is, when you do go back to Florida, are you planning to visit Lock Bob and Sue of Lucky Dog Productions? Yes, and today is Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. By the time you're hearing this, it'll be Friday, September 9th, 2022. So, I'll see you guys on the live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central. So, hope people are enjoying their day, and catch you all soon. So, that's all. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, Dylan, thank you for your message. And about the Alaska trip, I'm thinking like June 1st, maybe late May. I don't know exactly. I would hope to be near the Canadian border by... this is the point. I'll back time it. I want to be in Fairbanks, Alaska for the Midnight Sun Festival, and that happens around the 21st of June. So we'll back time it. Because in spring, this is in my head. I do want to do a European road trip sometime in spring. Maybe May, maybe April. I don't know. You know, when it starts to warm up, but it's still not the summer. And we're probably going to do Southern Europe, probably Spain, France, Italy, that kind of thing. You know, it's as much as I would love to visit the UK again or the Nordic countries. You know, we have to do it one step at a time, right? And I really do want to go back to Spain. I really do visit the land of my ancestors. And then in winter, yes, we're going to go to California. I don't know if we're going to do L.A. Actually, L.A. in winter is very nice. The air is cleaner. And I've been there. So it all depends. It all depends on how things transpire. But I do want to, in the winter, you know, we're going to go to Quartzsite. We're not going to do a whole lot in Arizona. We did spend a long time, two winters ago, right? Was it last year? Last winter in Arizona. So this time around, maybe a little bit of Utah. You know, I did Zion in winter last time. You know, we'll watch for snow and for you know, chain loss or whatnot, and then you know you have to play. You know when to cross the Sierras. You know, so it's not snowing at the time, that kind of thing. But really looking forward to next year's travels. I'm starting to plan them already in my head. Because I do want to do something special, something unique, something you guys have never seen before, and something I've never seen before. And that's it for this episode. I'm sorry I'm kind of rushing out, but we do have to, to hitch up, dump the tanks, and get out of here. So until next week, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.